This is 7AD and 7BU, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going well. Okay, common faults we find on solar systems. Hopefully not too many.
More than you think. Especially because there's a lot of stuff out there that's quite old. You know, there's solar systems out there that are 15 years old.
Yeah, okay.
So, we get to see a constant stream of calls to look at defective orphan solar systems all through the year. We tend to see different faults at different times of the year, Darren.
Okay, hang on. Before you go any further, what do you call it? An orphaned.
Okay, so that's
solar.
A system that's generally sold by a mainland company that the supplier has either disappeared from the market or refuses to offer after sales service.
Gotcha, right.
So we call them the orphans. Now, with all the rain this year, Darren, we've had lots of calls from customers who have had isolation faults. Some inverters call them rhizo faults or earth faults. This is usually where water ingress related, so water's got somewhere where it's not meant to be. Some of the DC power is leaking back to earth. Now, the most common is water in the rooftop isolator. Now, those of you with a solar system would hopefully be aware of the white box on the roof that contains a switch. Most people, though, wouldn't be aware of how problematic that little box can be over time as they age. You know, they sit in the sun, they're plastic, they get brittle. Yeah. If enough water gets into that device, it can actually cause a fire there. So it's to be something to be concerned about. Quite often, though, once a small amount of water gets into this little box, the system will go into fault and just turn off.
Yep.
Isolation faults can be sometimes hard to diagnose, as when they're wet, they pop up, and when they dry out, the sun comes out, the fault goes away.
Right.
So we'll be up there with a hose, squirting panels and things, trying to make the fault come back so we can actually find it.
Yep. Mm.
But that's not the only way you can get an isolation fault. A few years ago, it was mandated that we use stainless steel cable ties to support cables, and these are razor sharp on the sides, on the edges. Actually, when you handle them, Darren, on a job, they can actually cut you to the bone. They're really, really sharp. And over time, they can cut into the DC cable insulation and a little bit of water into the mix, and the inverter can trip out with an isolation fault. In the case of a transformless inverter, if it's a positive leads brought into contact with earth, it'll blow the power stacks, which means a new inverter. Yeah. So DMS Energy, we don't use stainless ties as our primary means of support. We use littered duct to support the cables. We avoid the stainless cable ties. So we never see this problem. But we seem to be fixing quite a lot of them from the cheap systems, as using stainless ties is the cheapest way possible to meet the installation regulations, but it's not the best. It's like not the best installation practice.
Right.
The cheapest, yeah. Lastly, the panels themselves can suffer what we call delamination, and that is when water gets into the layers that make up a panel, and that can cause an isolation fault. Not as common as the other two, but as some of these cheap and nasty systems get a bit of age on them, the low-quality panels, these are ones that sellers have used to be the cheapest price in the market, are breaking down and beginning to fail. The failure usually means or results in a complete system replacement. In Tasmania, there are many of these cheap and horrible orphan systems. You know, the old cricketers flogging them on TV, they're everywhere. And when we get called to these sites, it's really horrible to have to tell the client that they have no warranties on their product, as all the players have either closed the doors, changed the names, or left the country. So even a manufacturer just basically packed up and just left. Once the warranty started coming in, they literally closed their Australian office and they all moved back to China. And they reckon there's over a million panels of theirs out in the field. Now, Darren, if the weather ever warms up and the days get a bit longer, the faults will change from isolation faults to, say, failed inverters or melted connections. With more sunlight, the solar systems are working a lot harder, and the inverter can sometimes just finally turn its toes up. All that poorly crimped connection starts getting a bit hot, forms a high resistance joint, melts something. The cheaper panels can develop hot spots, break the glass, but once again, this is just another high resistance joint, but this one forms inside the panel. So the reason why we talk about all these things on Power Savers, Darren, is to remind people solar systems are sitting in some of the harshest conditions you can place any product on your roof. And the importance of selecting the right products and the right installer is probably the most important thing you can do. The best case scenario if something goes wrong is a little red light pops up in the inverter telling you there is an error. The worst case scenario is there is a fire. Now, these negative outcomes have always been a possibility, so that's why DMS Energy are very, very careful about the products we use and bring to the market. We only buy panels from diversified multi-billion dollar turnover corporations. Most of our panels have a comprehensive full 25-year product warranty, which shouldn't be confused with the power output warranty. That's largely a smoke and mirrors sales tool. So always look out for that product warranty is, as that's the only one that holds any real water.
Right.
As mentioned before, we use duct to support the cables, as this removes the need to use sharp stainless cable ties. For rooftop isolators, we don't use plastic boxes that rot in the sun. We use aluminium housings that are UV-proof, rust-proof, and designed the last 25 years, or we use disconnection points. Finally, our main inverter system we use is the SolarEdge system, where it's impossible to have any rooftop fires. We can see every panel's output and operation. If something goes wrong, it automatically shuts that part of the system down and tells us there's a problem, where the problem is, what the problem is. We only have to roll a truck to actually attend to the issue and not diagnose it.
Yep.
That's 90% of the time. And most of the time, we know there's an issue before the home or business owner does. Darren, there is a free asset management basically built into that system for the life of the system. It's got long warranty periods and products 99% of the time are fixed at no cost to our customer because the product manufacturer pays DMS Energy for our time and supplies a replacement part in the unlikely event if ever something go wrong.
Okay.
So we're all covered. Everyone's covered. So when you buy a solar system off DMS Energy, you're not just buying a product, you're buying into a relationship with a 15-year strong local company who intends to be here for the life of the products we sell and service.
You know, talking about there, you know, getting to the job and quite often with this gear, you know what the problem is before you even go there. Mm. So that cuts down on labour costs too.
Oh, for sure.
Because you 90% of the time you know what needs to be replaced.
We have the part with us.
Yeah.
And anyhow, this is interesting. To round off today's talk, I thought I'd like to mention in the last month or so, the phone's been running red hot for solar power and energy efficient hot water products.
Not surprising.
I've never seen the public more crucially aware that Australia and the world is in an energy upheaval. Everyone knows power prices are on the way up and they're doing their best to get ready for it. But it's also a global phenomenon in Australia as well. It's really going to hit Australia. But just to reinforce that message, the Qcell Q-Peak's entire South Korean manufacturing capacity for the next 8 months has just been sold into Europe.
Wow.
Where they are desperate to get as much solar on the roof as possible with the current energy crisis the war in Ukraine has thrust upon them. Also, the SolarEdge commercial range of inverters, you know, a large proportion of their manufacturing capacity is going into Europe as well, which means quality products are going to be drip-fed into Australia. Now, if you're thinking about going solar, now's the time to give us a call so we can forward order as much stock as possible and secure products for Tasmanians. Solar hot water and heat pump water products seem to have plenty of stock coming into Australia, but quality solar power products are going to get thin on the ground in the new year. And we do all the research, so you don't have to. Yeah, we've got our test arrays on the roof. We put all the products through a pretty rigorous workout. And, you know, we're very confident in our products. And you can come along to 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton to see these products as working displays, powering and heating and cooling our site. Or you can give us a call on 1300 502 599 or have a look at our website. There's a quote request form on that. And it's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
If listeners, if you have a question for Adrian, maybe about solar, anything to do with energy saving, then send them through to your Facebook and we'll try and answer them on the Power Savers.
Yep, sounds like a plan.
Catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren.